Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with isolated storms, partly cloudy skies around 70. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies. Again, temperatures lower 90s. Tomorrow night, isolated showers and thunderstorms, lower 70s. And for the fourth, chance of storms. Right now, it's 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. A former federal prosecutor and current executive in a company that invests in the legal marijuana industry has launched his campaign in Kansas as a Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate. Kansas City area attorney Barry Grissom's kickoff yesterday came 3 days after ex-U.S. Representative Nancy Boyda formed a campaign committee for a run at the Democratic nomination next year. Republican Senator Pat Roberts not seeking re-election, those two Democrats vying for his seat. The DUI case against Kansas Senator Vic Miller being referred to Shawnee County District Court from Topeka Municipal Court, where Miller used to be chief judge. City spokeswoman Molly Hadfield says the case was referred to the county for charging consideration due to potential conflicts. And the Kansas City Royals open up a series this evening with the Cleveland Indians. Kansas Mid-America Network News. One thing you don't want associated with your harvest this go-around is downtime. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Moundridge can take care of all your harvest-related equipment. Combines, tractors, grain trucks and carts, all the machinery associated with your successful harvest this year. MJ's Truck Repair of Moundridge has on-the-farm emergency service. Roll your harvest downtime-free with MJ's Truck Repair of Moundridge. 800-835-0069.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
Law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect on drug charges after a Kansas traffic stop. Friday, a Shawnee County Sheriff's deputy initiated a stop on I-70 for a registration violation, and deputies located illegal contraband in the vehicle that included 9 kilos of cocaine and 1 kilo of black tar heroin. Street value estimated around $1 million. In custody is 41-year-old Maria Gallegos Martinez of Indianapolis, Indiana. Authorities have found the body of a missing boater in a central reservoir. The Marion County Sheriff's Office said in a news release that 49-year-old Stephen Meyer of Eudora was found around 9:15 yesterday morning in the Marion Reservoir. He was reported missing around 1:20 Sunday morning. His truck and boat trailer were found at Marion Cove Boat Ramp. His unoccupied boat recovered just after 3 o'clock on Sunday morning. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
Houston, I think we have a problem.
Go ahead, Buzz.
I'm detecting low Wi-Fi signal. Over.
Roger that. Prepare to deploy Blue Valley Managed Wi-Fi.
Houston, that's an affirmative.
Having no Wi-Fi signal can make you feel lost in space. Call Blue Valley Telecommunications today to find out how our managed Wi-Fi may be the best internet solution for your home.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. Environmentalists are asking a federal judge to cancel permits and other approvals issued by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for the Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada. Attorneys for the Northern Plains Resource Council, Sierra Club, and other groups filed the latest lawsuit against the long-delayed pipeline yesterday. They claim the Army Corps did not examine the potential for oil spills and other environmental damages. The pipeline would cross hundreds of waterways. Three Nebraska companies have won state grants to try to lure young people into manufacturing, technology, and other high-demand fields. Governor Pete Ricketts announced the winners of Nebraska's Developing Youth Talent Initiative, a program that lawmakers approved in 2015. The winners, Reinke Irrigation in Deschler, Orthman, a global manufacturer of ag equipment in Lexington, and VistaBeam, a high-speed wireless internet company that serves western Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and heard concerns from County Attorney Laura Johnson McNish regarding budgets, stating that the 2018 and 19 budgets do not follow the rules, containing significant increases that appear both false and misleading, noting a reference to special projects. Accumulated cash for a potential jail project was questioned, with multiple articles shared from the past 2 years, noting inquiries if a new jail was being built. An email reference from then-County Clerk Sonia Stowes apparently instructed the audit CPA to keep in mind that she was trying to help fund a new jail. 2020 budget requests were heard reflecting an $89,000 increase in road and bridge, a $50,000 increase in solid waste, a $26,000 increase for the district court, and a $49,000 increase in the Agency on Aging budget. An increase in funding for economic development was presented by members of the Marshall County Partnership for Growth. The Sheriff's Department request reflects an $88,000 decrease, and the county treasurer down $12,000. The board discussed seeking outside counsel for preparation of the 2020 budget and expressed a desire that the annual audit report in July be presented at open commissioners' meeting in an effort to increase transparency. After much discussion, wording for a ballot question was approved for a half-cent countywide sales tax for a period of 5 years to fund hospital operations at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville. Several East Side Marysville residents joined Mayor Carla Grund returning with a request for funding assistance for 11th, 12th, and Keystone Road improvements. Commissioners' positions had not changed, and the group was encouraged to return in January to continue the discussion. Washington County Commissioners heard that a tax sale is being considered and delinquent notices have been mailed. Applications are being accepted for a position in the county treasurer's office. The board approved a recommendation from Low Township officials for Roseanne Zack to fill a trustee position. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and approved a resolution and cooperative agreement to allow low and moderate income homebuyers the ability to purchase homes with either reduced interest rates, down payment assistance, or both, and continued participation in the Rural Opportunity Zone Student Loan Repayment Program. No news on the wind farm negotiations drew protest comments from a large group of those opposed to the project, who suggested another public meeting and again questioned setback requirements, road use agreements, and decommissioning responsibilities. That delegation appeared the largest attending thus far as citizens continue to flood weekly meetings of Nemahal County Commissioners. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted each week on our website at KNDYradio.com and as well on our Facebook page. Larry E. Craig, age 71, of Wymore, passed away June 23rd. Graveside service is planned Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Wymore Cemetery. Laughlin Hope at Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Larry Craig. Bob G. James, Sr., age 88, of Wymore, passed away June 22nd. Funeral service is planned Wednesday, 2 p.m., at the Laughlin Nova Funeral Home Wymore. Visitation on Tuesday, noon until 8, at the Laughlin Nova Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Bob James Sr. Carol A. Slupionic, age 64, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., with a rosary at 9:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Carol Slupionic. Betty J. Reeves Clark, age 82, of Tecumseh, formerly of Pawnee City, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Hall Funeral Home in Auburn. Interment in Mount Vernon Cemetery, rural Peru. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Betty Clark. Alma A. Spear, age 83, formerly of Blue Springs, passed away June 27th. Funeral service Saturday at 2 at the Christ Community Church in Beatrice. Interment in the Evergreen Home Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8, Saturday 9 to noon, at the Griffith Suvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Alma Spear. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna, salad, garlic bread, fruit cocktail, and a cookie. Tomorrow, hamburger on a bun with baked beans, fruited jello. KNDY News time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Blue Rapids Firemen will host a pulled pork barbecue serving 5 until 7 p.m. on Thursday, July 4th at the Achievement Center on the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Free will donation. There will be entertainment, a kiddie parade, a vendor's fair. The duck race begins at 7:15 with fireworks at dusk on July 4th in Blue Rapids. Don't miss the Blue Rapids Fire Department Pulled Pork Barbecue, serving 5 to 7 at the Achievement Center on the 4-H Fairgrounds Thursday, July 4th. Dine in or grab and go.
The PFB Pyros Fireworks Stand is back in Hanover. Of course, they have the classics, snakes, snaps, and sparklers, and they have the big boys like the detonator. Open now through July 5th from noon to 9, right in downtown Hanover next to Ricky's Cafe across from Turn 4. Have a blast with fireworks from PFB Pyros.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have this frontal boundary to the north of us, and it's going to be moving into the central and east, central parts of the Midwest, and pretty much stay stationary over the next several days, bringing on and off chances of showers and thunderstorms all the way through the end of the week. It looks like starting into tonight. Otherwise, temperatures still warm out there, anywhere from the upper 80s to the lower 90s. So looking at the forecast for this Tuesday, we're going to see mostly sunny skies. We'll see isolated showers and thunderstorms, lower 90s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, it looks like mostly clear early, then isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight with temperatures in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs around 90. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the isolated showers and thunderstorms, lower 70s. For the 4th of July, partly sunny, chance of storms, highs around 90 degrees. And that's a look at your local forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early July, 88. Record high on this date, 106 in 1933. The average low, 68. The record low was 52, set in 1968. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. Sunny and 74 degrees this morning in Marysville with a light south wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 2nd of July. KNDY News time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Come hear the legendary music of the Beach Boys, the Beatles, the Bee Gees, and Motown at an all-American 4th of July at the Landall Hangar, Marysville Municipal Airport. Admission by free will donation. The musical group 4x4 will perform at 7:30 p.m., but family games and craft stations will start at 4:30. A pie baking contest will start at 6. Individual slices will be sold for $1 after the contest. The Landall Corporation is providing a free meal of all-beef hot dogs and made-to-grill brats at 6 o'clock. A cash bar and Ma and Pa's kettle corn will also be available. At 7:15, the colors will be presented aerially by the Kansas State University Parachute Club during a jump. After the flags are displayed, there will be a salute to veterans and service men and women and our first responders. The evening culminates with a fireworks display designed by Marysville's own Sterling Clark. Plenty of parking is available and shuttles will bring people to and from the event. Handicapped parking is available. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and Landall Corporation.
A four-team trade gives Jimmy Butler a new home. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Miami Heat have completed a sign-and-trade deal for Jimmy Butler. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski.
Jimmy Butler will be, you know, really the centerpiece now of that Miami team.
The deal involved three other teams, the Blazers, Sixers, and Clippers. The Heat also get Myers Leonard from Portland. The Blazers got big man Hassan Whiteside from the Heat. Josh Richardson heads to Philly while the Clippers acquired Mo Harkless in a first-round draft pick to complete the trade. The baseball world is mourning after the death of Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs. The Angels' game against the Rangers was canceled, and Rangers manager Chris Woodard offered his condolences.
You know, our hearts go out, and we're thinking about him. We're thinking about his family, the organization, his wife, everybody that knew him, that was friends with him. It's important that we all kind of obviously keep him in our thoughts and prayers.
Skaggs was 27 years old. Josh Bell mashed three home runs as the Pirates blew away the Cubs 18-5.
A swing and a fly ball out to right center field, and this one is gone! Josh Bell is in his third home run tonight! The first Pirate switch hitter to ever hit three home runs in a game.
On KDKA, it was Bell's fourth multi-home run game of the season. Christian Yelich hit his 30th long ball of the campaign, leading the Brewers to an 8-6 win over the Reds.
High fly to left, drifting back at the warning track at the wall. This ball is gone!
On WTMJ, Yelich and the Brewers now lead the Cubs by a full game in the National League Central. Kevin Kiermaier powered the Rays over the Orioles with this three-run blast.
Swing and a drive to center field and deep. Back at it is Broxton. He's to the track. He's to the wall. It's gone!
On WDAE, final score 6-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Hey, Marysville. Now that you can drive side-by-sides in town, be sure to head on up to Schuster's Outdoor and RV in Beatrice. Hi, this is Carla Schuster. Come check out our selection of Articats, like the Preller and the Wildcat. We've got everything you need to get you rolling. Stop by and talk with us about getting you into an Articat today. We're out on Highway 136, just west of Beatrice, out by SCC. Schuster's Outdoor and RV Incorporated, 402-228-3222. Or visit us at schustersoutdoor.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. As farmers well know, pollination, the most critical phase of corn development for determining potential corn yields. Well, corn pollination has already begun to occur in the Delta and Southeast, while it will eventually expand to the Midwest in the weeks ahead. Now, because of significant delays in planting, corn pollination will occur much later than normal. Maxar's weather desk says the 50% corn pollination date expected to be on July 27th. That's 10 days later than the five-year average, 15 days behind last year. The eastern part of the Midwest will see the biggest delay. It'll occur 3 weeks later than the five-year average. The delayed development in the Midwest could push pollination into what's typically a drier time of the year. Normal precipitation will occur during the expected pollination window in early August in states like Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Weather Desk meteorologist Kyle Tapley says late pollination increases the potential for stress on the corn crop in all the areas. While floodwaters have receded in some parts of the Midwest, still a solid precipitation chance in the largest corn-producing areas across the region. That includes the state of Iowa. CoBank says the world's economy continuing to slow down and the ongoing U.S.-China trade dispute, one of those reasons. While there's hope that the two countries will continue the talks, CoBank says optimism for the trade dispute ending in 2019 is fading. In addition to the trade challenges, too much rainfall has impacted the U.S. ag sector. The latest quarterly rural economic review from CoBank says global economic developments continue to go the wrong direction as tariffs put a drag on global trade and manufacturing. Financial stresses continue to build on the ag sector. Domestic demand has not kept up with last year's large corn supplies, but the soybean crush remains robust due to lower prices. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Winter wheat harvest continues, and we made some progress in Kansas. Harvest jumped from 5% complete last week to 28% complete this week, according to USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. That's well behind the 61% five-year average, and we were at 68% this time last year. Speaking with Sumner County farmer Phil White, when we talked last week, you'd only cut about 40 acres. I assume you're a little farther ahead than that now.
Yes, we have made some progress since the last time we talked. We're now to the point that we have about 40 acres left to cut, so hopefully we'll get it knocked out today. There's one little patch we might mess with tomorrow, but we also might not.
So in terms of yield and quality, things turning out the way you'd wanted, better, worse?
Really kind of turned out as expected, which disappointing would probably be the key term, I guess, if you can be disappointed in having the expectations of a disappointing crop come to fruition. Our yields on our operation really have, for the most part, been in the mid to upper 20s, even with some a little bit lower than that. And it, on our farm, at least, it boils down to wet conditions causing us to get in the ground too late in the fall, and then, of course, far too much moisture through the growing season. And here in this pocket of Sumner County, there are a lot of those yields in the 20s and into the 30s, but some down in the teens. And here and there, you'll find a 50 or 60 or even a 70. It just really depends on timing of planting in the fall and where the crop was when we had all that moisture in the spring. Also, a lot of just really low test weights in this area, some as low as 49 pounds per bushel, some producers are saying.
Sumner County farmer Phil White, Ag News Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Learn how to protect you and your family from fraud at a free Better Business Bureau workshop sponsored by AARP featuring former FBI agent Jeff Lanza, July 18th at 2 p.m. at Wichita's Advanced Learning Library. This is not an official Wichita Public Library event. Call 877-926-8300 or go to aarp.org/ks to register. The AARP Fraud Watch Network can help keep you and your family safe from fraud and scams. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork for news and tips on how to spot common scams and report them in Kansas.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. So how does one get started in the cricket farming business? More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Shelby Smith of Ames, Iowa, went off to college in Philadelphia, played basketball there, played pro basketball in Ireland, got her master's degree in finance in Ireland, worked in a bank for a few years before deciding she wanted to go back to the farm. Not to farm corn and soybeans, though. Crickets. Where did she get the idea of farming crickets?
So I actually listened to a ton of podcasts. I went through a stint where I was doing ultra distance running, so marathon plus kind of thing. And so while I would go on those long runs, I would listen to podcasts. And in the month of December of 2017, so just before, I decided to start this up, Eating Bugs came up on three separate podcasts. So that really kind of got me at least thinking about it, got the idea sparked. And then that year, right over New Year's, it was like frigidly cold here. I'm talking, minus 27 wind chills, all that kind of stuff. So I was cooped up in the house, and I started to do some research about it, and which is when I landed on that article. And 10 days later, I bought 10,000 crickets, and just kind of gone from there.
Where does one go to buy 10,000 crickets?
Yeah, that's a great question. The internet has many things. So I actually bought my first 10,000 crickets from a cricket farm down in Louisiana.
When the crickets arrived, you had to have some place to put them. Where did you put them?
Yeah, my dad had conveniently just installed a break room in his shop not too many years before I moved back. And he had double insulated that for noise purposes. And as crickets need to stay warm, that was the ideal cricket rearing facility number one. And then as I grew out of that, he also had an office upstairs in his shop that he'd constructed and double insulated that one as well. So that became cricket room number two.
So you started with 10,000 crickets. Can you describe the reproductive cycle of crickets and how many crickets do you have now?
So I started off with 10,000 about 18 months ago, and at full capacity, it takes about 54 days to go from hatch to fully grown. Each female lays between 5 and 10 eggs per day. So things can reproduce and expand quite quickly. So 54 days to get them up and running and ready to be turned into tasty treats.
Yeah, she said tasty treats. More about cricket farming for human consumption tomorrow. Back after this.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has the new 2019 Chevy Silverado pickups, including a 1500 model crew cab and a pair of sturdy 2500 HD model, both a Z71 and a Duramax edition. Test drive the new 2019 Chevy Silverado pickups today at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:31 from KNDY. Sunny and 74 degrees in Marysville this morning. Highs up around 90 on tap. Seasonal weather forecast most of the remainder of this week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Freddie Galvis hit a pair of solo home runs. Rookie Kevin Biggio had four RBIs, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Royals 11-4 yesterday. Randall Grichuk had four hits and four RBIs. Teoscar Hernandez added a solo home run as the Blue Jays won for the fifth time in 19 regular season home meetings with the Royals. Wearing red caps and jerseys in honor of Canada Day, the Blue Jays scored in each of the first four innings and finished with a season-high 18 hits. Up next for the Royals, they'll start a series with the St. Louis Cardinals. The Indians and the Royals at Kauffman Stadium first pitch this evening at 7:15. Former NFL wide receiver Doriel Green Beckham is charged with jumping out of a window with marijuana in his pocket as officers served a search warrant at a Missouri home late last year. Mid-America Network Sports.
Our moon calendar shows a somewhat rare event occurring this month. We will talk about the legend and lore of a black moon on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 2nd, the 183rd day of the year. Racing champ Richard Petty has a birthday, and the first Walmart store opened on this day in 1962. The moon will be getting extra attention this month as the 50th anniversary of man's first moon landing approaches. And we can observe another rare lunar event, double new moons. Similar to a blue moon, the second full moon in a calendar month. The second new moon is sometimes called a black moon. The moon is new today and begins the cycle again as a new moon on the 31st. Old-time lore once held that a black moon was a magical time when supernatural powers were especially